There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who is safely ensconced in the studios of 550K Fire Bismarck Mandan, the mothership of our What's On Your Mind radio network. And, of course, coming to you on AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, Ray, and that entire region, and, of course, as well, KLTC and Dickinson. Whoever you're listening, we appreciate that very much. And also online 24-7, as well as with your download of the iHeartMedia app. You can listen to us wherever you're at, and we appreciate it very much. We're brought to you in part today by the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Their conference is coming up here in a couple of weeks. In fact, I guess it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in Minot, and they have a great lineup, the who's who of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, Ron Ness, Kathy Nassett, so many other folks. If you're having trouble collecting royalty payments or wondering what your royalties are worth or want to protect those blessings for future generations, you know, a lot of experts that will help you with all of that. They have a Bakken tour on Thursday morning, and then the events start in the afternoon, go through Friday. Great entertainment on Saturday night. Milo Hotzenbühler will be there. You want to come, join us, 800-558-0557. Love to see you there. I'll be there Thursday broadcasting live and emceeing the dinner on Thursday night. 800-558-0557 or online at nero-us.org. We're going to chat with Mark Johnson from the Nuvera in just a moment. Big announcement from them this week in a pilot project that has folks buzzing about a new process that will recycle and reuse well site drilling solids. So Mark will tell us about that here in a moment. We're going to also spend a part of this hour talking about what we talked about last hour, and that is the University of North Dakota nickname. It's down to 15 names now. And we're asking, quite simply, what do you like? Out of the 15, what's your pick? Most of the hour, last hour, we spent sort of revisiting old ground, and I understand the frustration. There's a lot of it out there, but trying as much as possible to leave the rearview mirror aside and just look straight ahead. James in Alexandria, you were making a comment. We had to go to the break there, and I cut you off a little short, so I just want to give you a chance to finish that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for what you do for North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the whole listening area. The last caller, though, I just wanted to bring to the attention. He's right on, Mark. When you look at Sioux, that was a group of people through the plains, and a ton of them were from Minnesota. And if we want to be politically correct or hold anybody accountable, well, the Sioux should be ticked off at the Ojibwe. Leech Lake, Red Lake, all of that area of Minnesota were occupied by the Sioux. And the Ojibwe, who ain't from Minnesota or not from around here, from way out east, came by and they warred and fought and pushed the Sioux before the U.S. cavalry ever did.
Right.
Over the North and South Dakota. So the Sioux should be ticked off at the Ojibwe, because the Ojibwe were the first to ever use that word Sioux anyway. And Dakota means friend. So as friend, I say, call it North Stars, because I'm sad to see there is no more North Stars.
There you go. You'll be able to bring that one back. That one is gaining steam today. Thank you very much, James. I'll take two others real quickly, and then we're going to go to Mark here. We'll pick up the rest of this a little later on in the hour. Brian in Watford City, have you got a pick, Brian?
Yes, I was wondering if anybody ever came up with Sod Busters.
You know, I heard Sodbusters early on. Can't remember if that was on the list. It hasn't made some of the final lists as they've willowed it down there. But there were a lot of great names that were a hat tip to the agriculture roots of North Dakota. But they didn't make the final 15 here.
Yes, I watched a lot of Michigan Tech games back home, and one of the ones I remember the most was against North Dakota.
How about that? What do you of the 15? Anyone that suits your fancy here?
Fighting Eagles, Screaming Eagles.
No Eagles on the list. Hawks, Fighting Hawks is on the list.
Sodbusters was on the consideration list, so it was on the list they were using to pare down to the 63. So.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank
maybe,
you.
Maybe it made it number 16 or something. I don't know.
One more, and then we're going to go to our guest, and we'll turn to this a little later on. Mike Bismarck, got a pick?
Yeah, I got a pick for you. I don't think it's on the list, but how about the Cougars?
The Cougars.
Yep. Yeah. And I got just a quick little statement to make about Fighting Sioux. I was talking to a Native American down at the basketball tournament this spring, and I don't know if he was BSing me or not, but he said the definition of Fighting Sioux means snake in the grass. So I don't know.
Yeah,
that
no,
sounds very nice to me.
That's been asserted by some. It's not the first time I've heard that, but wasn't the reason for the change.
Yeah, but Cougars? That's
Cougars was not on the consideration list, although I see Corgis was on there. I don't know why, but but no, Cougars was not on the consideration list.
Thanks, Mike. And for Nathaniel Bismarck, Shane down in Pierce, South Dakota, just hang tight there. We'll return to this topic a little later on in the program today. And certainly this is not going to go anywhere. The committee just meeting this week to go down to 15, and they will continue to debate this, and now going to go down from the 15 to the 3, and then ultimately the president has to decide. And so a lot of things to cover. Mark Johnsrud is the chief executive officer and chairman of the board of directors for Nuvera. Many folks may remember Nuvera is the company that I don't know if the word's merged with or purchased Power Fuels, but Power Fuels a lot of history, and a lot of folks remember the Power Fuels brand in North Coast. Now Nuvera Environmental Solutions, and Mark is the chief executive officer, chairman of the board, joins us to talk a little bit about a big announcement that happened this week. Mark, nice to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Scott?
Doing really well. Thank you very much. And let's talk first about the announcement this week at the state capitol. Governor Dalrymple said, finding innovative ways to recycle and reuse the waste generated from oil and gas development in western North Dakota is something we've been working very hard to achieve. And Nuvera's new TerraFicient process will utilize cutting-edge technology to recycle well-site drilling waste for beneficial reuse. And its selection as a pilot project will assist the state in determining standards for the operations and permitting of oil field waste recycling facilities. So obviously the governor is jumping up and down about this. Tell us how this came to be and the significance of it, if you would.
This is something that we've been working on very, very actively over the last 3 years. And at the same time, we've had great cooperation from the governor's office, from the health department, and from the Department of Mineral Resources to try to make sure that we understand, you know, the criteria and where the boundaries that we have to make sure that we're operating within. And what are the kind of the challenges for being able to manage this really unique, challenging product? To kind of give you a magnitude, we believe that there's roughly between 2 and 2.5 million tons a year of this product that needs to be managed. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start looking at something that's going to be over a multiple, many, many years of drilling activity, it just really turns into a large volume of product that we think that if we manage it when it's initially generated and we can reduce the risk, reduce the liability to the operators, and make sure that this is very earth-friendly, we think this is just a great program that we can put in place.
What happens with these drill cuttings now?
Most of those are either put in on-site cuttings pits, or a lot of them today are taken to landfills. And there's special landfills that were set up that can handle the cuttings today.
And so, obviously, that wouldn't be necessary under this innovative idea that you've rolled out. How do you use them? What are the reuses then?
Just a little background. What we'll do is that our TerraFicient is a process, and we will go and we have collection facilities at the rig site. So we'll take wet cuttings, and then we have built special trailers to be able to collect and to safely handle and transport that to our central treatment and processing facility, where we'll treat the product, we'll segregate it, and then we'll distribute it into byproducts. And the two byproducts will be a liquid-based product and then a dried product. And part of the liquids will be water, and the other part will be a hydrocarbon-based product that can be reused into the drilling fluids and recycled. The dry product, we know that we can create road bases. We can add this to and make fills out of it for all kinds of different applications, building a road. And then there's also some flowable fills that go into the bed where you bed for pipeline development, and it makes it safer and easier and fills
wow.
that void.
A lot of uses. Hold that thought if you would, Mark. We'll continue on the other side of the break talking with Mark Gansrud from Nuvera today on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention royalty owners, would you like to know how to protect your blessings for future generations? Then you need to join the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th in Minot. Some of the biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota will speak. Ron Neth of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, plus more. Check out the full schedule at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. And join the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota's annual convention, June 25th and 26th in Minot. Sign up by calling 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. And for more information, go to naro-us.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening, my friends. We appreciate it very much. More of our conversation with Mark Gansrud of Nuvera in just a moment. $15 million. That's a nice number, isn't it? That's actually the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center. 20,000 SKUs, which is why I can safely say there's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Simply stated, they have what you need from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose. If you got a tank trailer, they can fix it. If you need a part for it, they can fix it. And they have locations in Kildare, soon in Billings, or soon rather in Williston, and also in Billings now as well. The tank parts you need when you need them. Truck hydraulics, pumping crew, they got a pump for it. You got to push sand off the trailer. They got a blower for it. You need to push water or vacuum water onto a trailer. They have a pump for it and the hose to carry it through. Get a load of this. Challenger pumps are the kind of the preferred favorite in the if you haul water. They have a deal that's not going to last much longer. They thought maybe through the end of the month. That is incredible. Lowest price ever on Challenger pumps. So good, they said you can't say it on the radio, but trust us, it's a good deal. So check that out if you're up and around Kildare. Give them a call or stop and see them. They'll tell you more about that. Also, if you need a tank wash, $100 off your tank wash if you mention my name. Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, exit 452 or 455, north side of I-90 in Billings and soon in Williston, too. All right, back to our conversation with Mark Johnsrud from Nevera Environmental Services today. We're talking about a new project to reuse the oil drilling waste that the state of North Dakota is treating as a pilot project that Nevera is doing in concert with the Energy and Environmental Research Center. And before the break, you were just telling us all the different ways that this can be used and the uses, which are, that's going to be pretty exciting because, again, right now you're taking whatever you said, two and a half tons a year of this stuff and having to put it in a landfill or in a pit somewhere, and now you're actually reusing it. That's an incredible efficiency. Anything else you want to talk about in the way of potential uses, Mark?
You know, there's a number of other uses that we're in this pilot project we'll be taking a look at also. That this is something that, you know, in the past people had just said we need to make sure that it's managed properly, but it wasn't anything anybody anticipated that you would be able to use in a positive or pro way. And now we think both the byproducts, liquids and solids, is something that we can be a lot more efficient with, and we could just will create ways of using it rather than trying to find ways of disposing of it.
And can you give us a sense of just how much technology and innovation is transforming this industry right now?
You know, if we just kind of look back in about 2005, 2006, you know, the average initial production per day of a well, I think in the state was about 195 barrels. If you look on a per daily basis, if you look at that today, and you look in the kind of the heart of the Bakken, it's very common to see over 2,000 barrels per day of initial production. And yet we're still only extracting probably 7 to 9% of the oil out. So there's just still a tremendous amount of technology and innovation that will go in place to be able to, over time, to do a more efficient job at extracting more and more of the product out of the ground.
And the time it takes for a drilling operation or a frac job keeps getting shorter and shorter, which obviously means less cost too, right?
We've been looking at most everything that we're trying to be part of is taking a look at efficiencies. You know, I think it was not uncommon not too many years ago to take 30 to 40 days to drill a well. And today I think it's pretty common to drill it in 10 to 14 days. A frac job used to take 2 weeks, and now it takes 24 hours to 48 hours. So the efficiencies are really starting to majorly impact the amount of activity on a per well, per rig basis.
You've told me before, and we've had you on the air talk about, what's happening and trying to get folks to think of it less as an oil boom and more of a technology play, right? And, I mean, your announcement this week is a prime example of that. The efficiencies that you've just described are a pretty good example of that as well. And, the last 6 months have been obviously rocky for this industry. Has anything that's happened, in the last few months here diminished your enthusiasm as to how the future looks so bright here with the changes in the technology that have come to this industry?
A couple things. One, we would rather see $80 oil than $60 oil, obviously. But we know that there's still some commodity aspects to this business. But I think if we step back just a little bit and take a look at the demand per day is 95 million barrels a day, 93 million barrels a day. The shale business is probably attributes all over the U.S. to 4 to 5 million barrels a day. And so when you look at it in the context, you know, it's 6, 7, 8% of the total production that's used on a global basis. But I guess I'm sure pleased that we are producing that because I think it's good for our country to be a lot less dependent on only, you know, Arab-based oil.
Has this rough patch, for lack of a better term, pushed the industry a little bit on the efficiency side and pushed others as well to just, you know, okay, let's, you know, there's going to be some volatility here. We're obviously a big enough deal now where OPEC's worried and they're going to start playing some games because they see this shale play being a game changer and a real threat to their livelihood going forward. Has that just led us to get better at what we do and be more efficient? I mean, what I'm trying to say, is there a silver lining here?
Yeah, I think without question, any time that you've been in this, you know, hard rush situation that we've been in for the last 3 or 4 years, what this has allowed us to do is to go in, take a look at our operations, see how we're going to be more efficient. And I think we're seeing that in the total cost per well that we're seeing of our customers. What they're able to do is to reduce their cost. And there's certain things that we realize that we're just going to have to be more efficient at. And I think that when they take a look at their whole vendor list that kind of in the life cycle of the well, how are we going to be more efficient? I think they're able to drop their costs, and I would guess that a lot of them have been somewhere between 5 and 10% lower AFEs currently than there were probably 6 or 8 months ago.
I have less than a minute left. Anything else you want to share with our listeners, Mark?
No, I just want to really appreciate you asking me to come on the show. We're very excited about our new program that we're putting in place. We think this is good for, as we said, I think this is good for landowners. This is good for operators. It's good for everybody. If you want to take a look at our video that we've put together, it's at nuvera.com. And thank you very much, Scott.
You bet, Mark. Yeah, no, it's just an exciting time, certainly. And I think there's just so much innovation that we have to look forward to and hearing more about these stories. And this is a neat partnership, too. Of course, the Energy and Environmental Research Center, one of the great treasures of North Dakota, part of this effort with Nuvera as well. So thanks, Mark. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
28 past the hour. Short break. Come back with more of your calls, questions, and comments. I want to spend a little time talking about the president of the University of North Dakota and who ought to be in that post and where they ought to be from when we return. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The most important thing to your health? You know by now, don't you? It's your sleep. That's right. So how do you get a better night's sleep? Get the right pillow, folks. I can guarantee you this: the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own will be my pillow. How can I do that? Scott, some radio guy? I have one. That's right. A lot of other folks do too in our listening audience, so we appreciate it very much. Michael Lindell, the owner, is a Minnesota guy. He's been at the North Dakota State Fair and Husfest for years and years and years. He used to be one of those guys that just always out there looking for the next big idea. This is it. He found it. And because he'd run into people at all these events saying how, you know, they needed a good pillow. And so he put a bunch of money and ultimately patented after the research, finding the best pillow, and now has it and sells them out of Minnesota all around the world. And the testimonials we get are absolutely incredible. They really are. We have a two-for-one deal if you use the promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com. So just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and get that great deal. Or you can call this number, 800-506-9028. Now, it has a 60-night money-back guarantee. So just sleep on the darn thing for 59 nights. You don't like it, send it back. There's a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. So think about how long that's going to last you. You're going to sleep on this thing for pennies a night. Good deal. I was at the cabin of my in-laws over the weekend. All new pillows. All with the MyPillow label on. Yeah, that's right. So what does that mean? My in-laws listen to me on the radio. How about that? Not bad. And they wanted a new pillow, so that's a good suggestion. The camp and need a new set of pillows, go to it. Two-for-one deal. Okay, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in earlier.
Hi, I want to comment on the vote in Mandan yesterday. If that 0.75% includes anything and everything that is purchased in Mandan, I recently purchased a car for $25,000. Okay, the sales tax, that extra sales tax would be $1,875. I would not have purchased the car in Mandan if they would have added that tax. I'm just wondering how many people realize that. Or buying a tractor or heavy equipment. I'm sure that's in on the yes vote. Anyway, I don't know, but I would like to know if that's the case. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Thanks for the call. Interesting vote, by the way, on that because, you know, I think whenever citizens vote for higher taxes, it's notable. Obviously, it's happened before in many places, Fargo Dome, Alero Center in Grand Forks, schools, you know, in every corner of, you know, most recently the event center, I guess, in Watford City being a prime example, adjacent to the school there. It happens.
Motor vehicles, farm machinery, machinery repair costs not included in the tax, nor were grocery store food sales, prescription drugs and medical equipment, most professional services and electricity and natural gas, those were all not included in that new tax.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, I was going to get her an answer eventually. I was just starting on the larger issue of the sales tax passing. I think the lesson there is if there's a perceived community need and you've addressed the need appropriately, not extravagantly, but appropriately, you know, you got a fighting chance of having folks say, yeah, I'll pay higher taxes. And obviously, in the case of a sales tax, the citizens benefit, while anybody that shops there, you know, if that caller's not from, you know, Mandan, buying something in Mandan, then, you know, you're paying a part of it. So that's what happens. But, yes, we had a pretty good list there. I knew motor vehicles themselves were exempt, but you had farm machinery. You had quite a list there. So now you know. Anyway, got you an answer. Shane in Pierce, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys, really enjoy your show. And I just want to say, from South Dakota, I'm with you on the Fighting Sioux deal. It's ridiculous. These phony outrage people just have to find something to do. But I'm surprised nobody's called about the other thing, the ultimate goal of these people. I mean, mascots are just a means to an end. Their main goal is to eliminate freedom of speech and any type of dissent, even radio shows like yours where anybody can disagree about anything. And people need to realize that this is happening.
You're saying, Shane, that the whole battle over the use of the Fighting Sioux name is really a freedom of speech issue and a precursor to just trying to shut down anything that they don't approve of. Is that what you're saying?
Anything that could potentially offend, they want to get rid of. And it really comes down to a free speech. And people need to realize that that's the ultimate goal of these people. You know, today it's mascot names. And by the end of the day, it's any type of dissent or something that they deem offensive.
Yeah, you know, we are in a politically correct time where, you know, and I forget who it was, but it was a commencement speaker. Actually, it was one I pulled out and put in the stack we didn't get to earlier in the week, who made some comments about to graduates about, you know, don't go around in life looking for ways to be offended, right? Nor worrying about others that you're going to offend. Because we've sort of become that walk on eggshells kind of society that is really unfortunate.
It is.
No question.
It's getting to the point where they just want to shut down air. Even shows like yours or Limbaugh or any talk radio where people can voice their opinion and dissent. We're heading towards censorship is what the ultimate goal of this whole movement is.
Yeah, and, you know, I struggle with the whole Fighting Sioux deal because I just, you know, I knew so many people that played there and saw so many Native Americans who made a very good case for the good the use of the Fighting Sioux name by the University of North Dakota did for Native Americans in educating people about, you know, the Sioux people and their heritage. And it was offensive to me to have the NCAA come in and describe something that I'd watched as a resident of Grand Forks for 18 years and a fan my entire time in North Dakota. Their description of it being hostile and abusive as being, an absolute assault on the truth. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, you know, so I don't like the fact that it's changed. I have come to the point where you fight so long and then you have to just say it is what it is, right? And so now we're at a point where we've got to select a name, and we have 15 in front of us. And so as much as it, you know, I hope at some point, I'd love to see that specifically the North Dakota namesake tribe say, you know what, There's a lot of good we can do here. Let's figure out a way to do this and just sort of trump the NCAA. But we're not there now. We got to pick a name. We got to process and this has gone on for a long time. Legislature's been involved. Vote of the people of North Dakota's been involved. We are where we are. So it's one of 15. Which one do you want? That's kind of what it's come to. Even though everything you've said is true, Shane. Follow me. I think you can believe everything you believe and still say, okay. The Fighting Sioux name today, at least, is a casualty of what you described, but let's pick one. You know what I mean?
You're caught between a rock and a hard spot. You really are. I mean, you just got to deal with what the NCAA, you know, they're kind of the. But, you know, like you said, if you just got to give up, I would not advise that. I mean, we got sooner or later, we got to stand up and say, enough. We have an amendment, freedom of speech. And by God, nobody's going to take that away from us. Because if you don't fight back, like I said, we are on the way to censorship. And shows like yours are even under assault, believe me.
Shane, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0550. That brings me to my other point. His point is fight. And there, in my mind, was not enough fight. There was way too much, legalese and, you can hear it in the calls we've gotten today where I'm asking a simple question. Which of these 15 names would you like to be the next name? People want to relitigate a painful episode, and I don't blame them. They're fighters. I want that same spirit in our leaders as well. At least when you lay it all on the line, you lay it all out there and you end up on the short end, at least you've done that. One of the reasons I think the next president of the University of North Dakota should be from North Dakota. I really do. Kevin Cramer uses a great line. And by the way, Congressman Cramer, normally here with the Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesdays. We're doing that Friday this week. He always talks about his all North Dakota staff. And he says, I've met good people from other places, but I don't like to take any chances. And I say that when I say the next president of the University of North Dakota should be a North Dakotan. And when situations like this come up, a Fighting Sioux name, I think it'll help that person better understand why we think the way we do. You can't possibly come in as Bob Kelly did from elsewhere and have that same kind of passion for the Fighting Sioux that athletes have had and other people have had. And that's not taking anything away from his skill set. I mean, I just think it'd be a good idea. I really do. And I think...
Aren't you from Minnesota?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Just noting the irony there.
But I'm not applying for the University of North Dakota, Jim.
No.
Matter of fact. This is specifically related to the troubles we've had in higher education.
Okay.
And having individuals who are from elsewhere understanding the way North Dakota works. Simple as that. Is that parochial? And if I were sitting in Minnesota, South Dakota, or Montana right now, would I think, geez, what a jerk? Probably. But I'm saying specifically related to the troubles we've had in higher ed, the time is now for a leader from North Dakota, in my mind. Tom, Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about the nickname for the Sioux and what the last caller said is about taking a stand. What would happen, and I'm not saying necessarily to do this or not do this. I'm just throwing it out there. And then I'd like to make a comment about what might happen along the same lines. But what would happen if you just said, or UND said, no, we are going to keep the Sioux nickname, and then the NCAA comes in and does whatever they have to do.
I'll give you a short answer. One, it'd be a legal battle. Two, have the NCAA saying you can't play in tournaments, and they have a lot of marbles. And then you'd have other schools, the PC schools, that say, well, you violated your deal with the NCAA, so we're not going to play you. You'd have a mess. You'd have a flat out mess. I actually would have preferred a little more of a battle with them, but we did go to court and there was a settlement. Tom, your other points on the other side of the break, if you don't mind. Then Glenn and Mandan on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including five bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. Ugreen Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with the soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Home Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installation, and Dacon Graffiti Vegan Gel removes the toughest stains from masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Father's Day is coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Fedora Musical is cranking, not even through its first week yet. It's the greatest show in the West. Check it out, folks. There's a lot to do in Medora, but that musical has to be high on your list. The rootin', tootin'est, the boot-scootin'est show in all the West. No other show quite like it. You get the outdoor splendor of the rugged North Dakota Badlands as the backdrop, and then a professionally produced, high-energy, Western-style musical show proudly dedicated to the legacy of America's 26th president. And the time he spent right here in the Badlands of the Dakotas. And you get a little American patriotism in there. You get a little Old West in there. You get the Burning Hill Singers. You get the horses live on stage. You get, oh, my gosh, it's just incredible. The kids go on stage, too.
My youngest, now about to be a seventh grader, still remembers that day when she was up there. Loving it. But it's wholesome, family-friendly entertainment, and it's the 50-year anniversary. So check it out. Preschoolers are free. Kids, students ages 7 to 17 are just $17 or $15, and then prices starting at $33 for adults. Get tickets at Medora.com, Medora.com, or call 1-800-MEDORA-1 to make your reservations for the musical. All right, Tom in Jamestown, you had something else you wanted to say.
Yeah, the comment I made earlier referred to the Sioux nickname and whether or not, you know, you could fight this battle yet. And you had said, no, it's probably way too late for that. And I pretty much agree with that. But let's say that we have a situation where down the road, let's say it's during a legislative year, where all of a sudden the EPA says there will be no more fracking that will be allowed in North Dakota due to some frivolous type ruling or reason that they would make. And it is so obvious that maybe it's politically motivated or something to that effect. Is the day coming where the legislature would say, we're going to keep right on fracking? The governor would issue a statement, the legislature would issue a statement, and we will apply the same mentality that President Obama has been doing. We just feel that we have to act on our own because there's no common sense that's applied to this. Is that day coming, and is it the right thing to do?
Well, you know, strangely enough, the EPA, after all the huff and puff over fracking, has recently come out with a study basically endorsing fracking, and that it in any way, you know, pushes back against the idea that it in any way contaminates drinking water. So, oddly enough there. But I take your premise. Your point is, their overreach is everywhere. In waters of the U.S., with prairie potholes to, oil and gas to, the coal industry, it's everywhere. And obviously, there's a lot of litigation that's going on right now. But I hear what you're saying, and I think at some point, yes, you're probably going to say, no, we're not complying, and we're going to fight that. I assume that what you're saying is we should do the same thing with the Fighting Sioux name against the NCAA, and in a sense, we did.
Well, I would wish that it would have been done back when the whole thing started.
We did. Where
the legislature would have said, this is so ridiculous, and we have so much support for it that we're just not going to honor it, and do what you have to do. We'll fight you in court. And
that happened, though, is what I'm saying. Yeah, that's kind of what happened. And then they ended up settling it. And the argument really is whether or not we should have settled it. I think many people look at it in retrospect and say, you got a terrible settlement on the deal. But again, but by in the first place, agreeing to, you know, X amount of years to, you know, putting a deadline in it and the politics of that, not a good idea. So there was a lot to not to like there. But again, I say, it is what it is now. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm really worn out relitigating it. We are where we are, right, wrong, or indifferent. Throw the flipping rearview mirror in the garbage. It does us no good at this point. Let's decide what we want that name to be going forward. I happen to think a decent bridge is North Dakota, because it, in some ways, doesn't replace Fighting Sioux. It just says we're gonna remain the heritage of North Dakota. That in and of itself is unique. Most folks today like North Stars. A few of you are like Rough Riders, and North Dakota right behind that. Thunderhawks, Sundogs. Pick one. Pick one and make the case for it. I think that's the key here. Some calls that are coming to the break.
My vote is for the Rough Riders, but if you wanted to name them the North Dakota Fighting Nephila, I would be for that over the Rough Riders.
Do we want to be named after a soup? I'm not so sure that the,
Hey, not name anybody else is using.
To find soup, I don't have anything against, I actually hate soup.
We love a nice big warm bowl of Nephila.
Yeah. Buddy of mine, in fact, he's a former Fighting Sioux hockey player by the name of Scott Curtin, used to say when we'd go out to eat, I'd say, I hate soup. He said, you hate soup? Nobody hates soup. Who hates soup? I said, well, you met him. I don't like it. Hey, here's another one.
I didn't think any of those names were really very good. None of them were very strong or anything. Maybe we should just call them the What's the Fight Politically Correct.
All right. I'm losing my patience for these. welcome all opinions here, and we ask what's on your mind, and we welcome the answers.
Well, the thing is, we're down to a list of final 15, so no matter what we come up with that's not on the list, was not going to get onto the list, yeah. So give up the dream.
And I hate to break this to you, but nothing with wussification is going to make them.
Probably not.
Wussification, wussy, wussy.
Really not what they're shooting for, is it?
Not going to make the list. I'm just going to break that to you. Dave emails, the woman who called about the Mandan sales tax had her math wrong. The added tax, 0.75% on her $25,000 car, would have been $187.50, not the number she quoted. I don't remember what she quoted, but I've been on
that. I don't either, but they weren't even on the increase anyway. So
yeah, I mean, that was the point, that the increase in Mandan.
The point's
not
a great
good,
point. It would have chased everybody across the river, so yes, great point, though.
And here's a Blaze vote. All right, Blaze makes an 11th-hour vote via text. We'll add that one to the list, too. God bless you one and all, folks. Thank you very much. Join us again tomorrow on another edition of What's on Your Mind. Call us 24-7 on the What's on Your Mind line at 855-200-1776, extension 1, with one of the 15 names or anything else.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention, you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. valleyimports.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.